Brokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN.
Live from the United Center, one of our favorite places.
Yes, the Hawks are going to take on the Dallas Stars tonight. It's brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. All right, here he is. He's our favorite. He's Chef Mike. He's basically an adopted sidekick on this show. We would like to have Chef Mike just come down to the studio and actually hang out with us from time to time. But Mr. Wirtz and Mr. Reinsdorf won't let him out of his deal here, is my understanding.
They like to keep you here because it's sort of important. Feeding a village.
Everything can be negotiated.
Isn't that true?
I like that.
Isn't that true? Especially calamari prices. All right. Let me, first of all, I want to congratulate you because now in these last number of years as we've gotten to know you, you are a Philadelphia native. And you are a gigantic Philadelphia Eagles fan, mm-hmm. or as you call them?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. That's the proper pronunciation of that in Philadelphia.
That's and what they say there, the Eagles?
Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles.
It's the Eagles. And that's they have the pronunciation in Philadelphia is really unique, but it's funny because it's an accent that goes away as soon as somebody gets within 50 miles outside the metropolitan area of Philadelphia, they all of a sudden go back to a different an accent.
Or they're not talking to someone from Philly.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I haven't lived there for – I've been in Chicago longer than Philadelphia. I've been here for 29 years. But people still – it'll come out every once in a while and say, where are you from? You know, and then I did a little tour, you know, in the military in North Carolina, so I even got a little bit of that going on.
Yeah.
So I just mess people up all the time.
That North Carolina thing is.
I like that accent.
Yeah, it's of the southern accents. It's one of the prettier, but sometimes you're just like, what in the hell are they talking about?
Well, is Philadelphia still standing? Are we sure after the celebrations? I know how they like to party in Philly. Is everything okay in your hometown?
You know, as far as I know, I didn't get to watch the whole parade, so mm-hmm. I taped it. I hope so.
So, I hope so too.
Just one arrest so far.
That's it.
Which is like a minor miracle considering how Eagle fans behave.
I mean, I saw what happened when they won.
I worked a year at the stadium, and I would have to say that every game there was someone being cuffed.
At the vet?
Not at the vet, at the link, but they still had
the
jail.
Link.
They had the jail?
They still have it, yeah.
At the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
There's a jail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
what?
Not
well, there's a jail at every stadium, by the way. It should be noted.
We know about that.
This one had a judge, though.
Yeah,
like, you would get booked. Boom.
Well, that's a different thing. Well, they had
at
the vet.
Yeah.
Which at the vet is where they pummeled Santa Claus with the ice balls. It was like sleety snowstorm, and they were making ice balls out of it. And that's
what's wrong with people.
And they were they threw batteries at opposing players.
Yeah.
There, the Philadelphia fans are a unique thing. I will never forget when the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup championship. It was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were horrible.
And there were people who shall remain nameless who might have been executives of this franchise who were scared to death. I have a friend who went to the game, flew out there to go to the game, and he was wearing a Hawks jersey in the bathroom, and he thought he was going to get the poop kicked out of him in the bathroom wearing a Hawks jersey, a Hawks sweater. And it's like the Philadelphia fans are, I think passionate is the word we're looking for here?
Overly passionate sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that you can't support your team at their arena,
mm-hmm.
but it's so true. I would never recommend for anyone to wear it.
It's dangerous. You wouldn't bring small children.
Maybe only at the Phillies game for some reason. At
right.
the football field in the arena?
Yeah, no.
Maybe just too many people. They're lined up too tight.
You ever scale one of those light poles or anything?
No, I wasn't that kind of fan.
No.
I was a happy fan, and I'll get excited in my living room, but mm-hmm. I could never go out and destroy things.
Chef,
I don't get that.
They were rubbing down the light poles with Crisco, and that didn't prevent – do you have anything in your kitchen that you maybe recommend to the Philly police that could keep fans off light poles?
Because it didn't work.
Structures throughout the town. Like, what would work? Best out of
well,
Chef
then
Mike's
they did
kitchen.
Hydraulic fluid, and I don't know if that worked either.
I doubt it. They were tearing stuff down.
They were.
So, if you got any great ideas from your kitchen,
man, if Crisco doesn't work, I don't know.
And people were like, depending on what you were watching that night, you know, people get really outraged about that, and you know, why don't people behave themselves? Almost every city that has broken a drought, the only difference is the Cubs. So the Cubs came close a couple of times, and there was wacky behavior when they won when they made it to the NLCS a couple of years ago for the first time. in a long time. And so there was a feeling that, you know, maybe Cubs fans, you know, aren't as – people should behave like Cubs fans. I have seen some bad Cub fan
behavior.
Oh,
yeah, we all have.
I was talking about the night the Bears won the Super Bowl in 1986, and I was out at State and Division that night. And I walked over there like 10:30 at night, which was there was like peak mayhem time. And there was a cab that had been rolled over onto its roof, and people were jumping up and down on it. And the guys the cab driver's just standing there staring at his cab that had already been rolled over.
Oh, right.
And
gosh.
When the Bulls won their first championship here
in
91,
who can forget that?
There was mayhem. I mean, this is when you break the thing next year, if they should repeat. It's very hard to repeat in the Super Bowl, but can be done. Look at the Patriots. There is, I think that Philadelphia will behave. They'll act like they've been there before, which would be the first time they've been there.
You would hope they would behave now because all that anxiety's gone from winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have that
pressure.
People
don't realize that was the issue.
Now. Yeah.
The issue is you'd been in the Super Bowl two other times, had not won, had never won
Correct.
A Super Bowl, had won an NFL championship in the 60s, I think, right? In the early
60s. Yeah, the last one was 1960.
1960, right.
Yeah.
But you had not won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And for a franchise as old as the Eagles, I think the Eagles came into the league in 1930, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Something yeah, like they're not one of the originals, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, but they're within a few years of the originals.
Yes.
Right? And so it's a big, big deal. And Silver Linings Playbook was written just about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great
right?
movie.
Great movie.
Well, Philly's only had two championships in 33 years. So
for all their teams?
Phillies were the last one in 08. And I can't think of, it's been
forever.
The Rangers were in the early 80s.
Two in 30 right. years, so
yeah.
Give them a little
Well,
break,
we got to count Villanova. We got to throw them in.
That's true.
You throw that in.
No, that's a big deal, though. Yeah. I mean, Villanova is like that's an important part of the city's sports landscape.
Yeah, it's amazing that a small college that size can win an NCAA championship.
Right. It was like
tiny.
When DePaul was you know, sort of in the thing in the 70s into the 80s, everybody was, you know, this town was a crazy DePaul town, you know.
Yeah, I remember those early, those Mark Aguirre teams.
Terry Cummings.
They got knocked out by a Philly team.
Yes.
St. Joe's.
Yes.
That's how he remembers it.
Yes, yeah, I recall it.
You felt bad for DePaul.
It was all Catholics, as we like to say here. It was all Catholics beating up on Catholics. All right. Well, congratulations to you. We're very, very
congrats,
happy.
I didn't do anything but cheer.
No, but this is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I fully understand, and we're sitting here at the United Center, which has been a very lucky place for Chicago sports teams when you think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot
Sometimes
of happy
I
memories.
Think people are forgetting how lucky it is that we've had three championships.
Six championships in this building.
In the building. It's
right?
amazing.
Right?
Yeah. Think
and
about that.
Of the nine championships that were available in this building, six of them have been here. And this, you know, this building has only been open for the last 15 years. So it's a pretty
it's special.
Remarkable.
It's pretty special, yes.
You can't forget it. You got to embrace it and enjoy it and remember that it did happen. And you know, everything's a process, right? You got to keep keeping on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Change the subject, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
Thanks for mentioning it.
This season is not over.
No, it's not. But
it's not over.
Just a lot of hope.
You know,
they have to make the playoffs.
They have to.
Yes. To make the playoffs, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Listen, they can't do worse in the playoffs than they've done the last two seasons. So I feel good about it if they make the playoffs and if they get out of the first round, which I think they will. I think they'll play differently, but. John McDonough's coming up in a little bit, and I'm going to leave the building for that interview because I'm afraid of what he's going to say to me.
He's going to be screaming, crying.
And Savvy's going to be with us.
You know, but I like the teams that just get in. Like, the thing that propelled the Eagles was they lost their franchise quarterback. So they were on a mission. And if you're an 8 seed and you just make the playoffs, you're on a mission because every game you played for how long was so important that you're on a high that no one else can understand, and that's going to carry you. It could carry
some momentum from that, for sure.
And that Nick Foles story is it's like Kurt Warner. It's the same situation. It was a guy who was getting out of the game. He was going to leave, and his wife, he talked to his wife about it, and his wife, and he said, well, you know what, maybe I'll go back to Kansas City, maybe I can, you know, go do that. And look out, right? Mm. And now is the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he was literally one car ride away from getting out of the NFL.
Unbelievable.
And then, you know, Philly,
Do they keep him for next year, by the way?
He's under contract, but I think we're going to have to wait and see what happens. I think you got to, because you don't know what's going to happen with Carson Wentz, right? He's come back from knee surgery.
I saw that.
Can he be back game one, game two, game three, game four?
But he gets the spot back. Isn't that what they're saying?
Oh, for sure.
He definitely will, yeah.
For sure. He's Carson Wentz, for sure. But Carson, I saw that happen in that game.
Yeah, I watched it, too, and I didn't think – I didn't see the second hit.
I saw it, and I thought,
it was the first one.
No.
And then,
well, when he didn't come back up, I'm like, and it was one of those things where, right as he was diving into the end zone, Carson Wentz was the quarterback of the Eagles in this season-ending injury, and as he made that turn, it was awkward. And I thought, oh no, he shouldn't have done that. And then, boom, it was over. And it was, and I got to just say, you know, as an NFC fan, it is, you know, when the Bears aren't in it, which is quite often, I have to say that it is it was fun to watch the Eagles this year, and especially you share with our number. You're our number one chef and our number one bartender on this program. Are also Eagles fans.
Oh, very nice.
And so,
who's the bartender?
Frankie O. From
me and Frankie know each other. I work with Frankie and Harry Carey.
Yeah. So Frankie O is
he's actually grew up not too far from each other. He's from Aston, PA, and I grew up in Chester.
So he's an Eagles fan too.
Definitely is. Eagles fan.
For years,
all Philly sports.
I said to him at the beginning of every season, "How are they going to do this?" He goes, "I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Maybe they'll be a little better than Bears, but I don't think they'll be all that good."
Yeah.
Would you like some water? And then, the next thing you know, it's like here you are. Uh-huh. All right. Well, congratulations, Chef.
Exciting stuff.